long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Escalation! Doric Thrawn leads a small band of mercenaries to find proper placement for some anti-aircraft artillery. Will the Mandalorian bodyguard lead his battalion to victory and help his people defend against the Sith Armada? Or will this wayward son of Mandalore lead them to defeat? Welcome back, listeners, to an exciting possible finale episode of Group B's Adventure on Mandalore. Oh, cousin, where art thou? Is coming to an explosive conclusion. We have already gone through the aerial combat of Cain Pride, and then we had the crazy explosive shenanigans of Bail Bronda. Now we're going to be on what I could only assume is the well-orchestrated and calm adventure of Doric Thrawn. We could only cross our fingers and hope. As always, I am your GM, Dwayne. I have three of my favorite players of all the interweb lands with me tonight. Let's meet them and get into the action. First up, I have Andrew. Andrew, how are you doing?
Howdy, I'm good.
Awesome. Andrew, what player are you bringing tonight? Because we know it's not Cain Pride. Who are you tonight?
I am playing Ayla Sassin, I believe I will go for, or Sassine.
Cool. Why don't you give us a quick description of Ayla, because she hasn't really been around that much.
What is the easiest way to describe her? I would say every sort of, like, buff, kind of stocky woman who's kind of rude, but like you know that there's like a heart of gold under there.
Okay.
Like she would go out of her way to save the dog.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like that mama bear linebacker type vibe.
Yeah, kinda.
I dig it. Okay, cool. Also, we have with us the one and only Nimoy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yesterday was my birthday and also Canada Day.
Wow. Two great days. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Nimoy, who are you playing tonight?
I am playing Doric Thrawn, the previously long-suffering bodyguard of the Fortuna Twins, current attempted hero of Mandalore.
You know what? Hero of Mandalore sounds better than, you know, long-suffering bodyguard. You might want to change your business cards.
Skip is the one who makes all the business cards.
That's true.
He does all the graphic design, and Inrock is the one who actually gets to print it.
All right, last but not least, we have Joe. Joe, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm doing fine. I need to blow off some steam.
All right, well, I'm good. Be blowing up some Sith Armada people tonight that you can work out your frustrations on.
Yeah!
All right, since you are not playing the lovable Bail Bronda, who are you playing today?
Oh, that's right. I'm playing Rocky Trueboa. He's a Mandalorian who has two sniper rifles. And he... and he also likes the box. So, like, when people get into range, or get out of the range of his sniper rifle, he just walks up and just knocks them out. Throws a left, and it'll throw him a right, and it'll throw him another left, and bam, they're on the ground. Done. Rocky Trueboa, champion of Mandalore.
I feel like he's got, in that mid-range area, I feel like he's got some issues he needs to kind of work on.
He's got melee or sniper.
He does have some, he does indeed have some rage issues. Especially because, like, when he gets in the middle of a battle, he starts to, like, hallucinate, and then the battlefield becomes, like, a giant, like, boxing ring. And then
Do you just picture, like, a giant Trandoshan who's beating you up, who just killed your friend in a fight before?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's it called?
That old story.
Yeah. So that's Rocky Trueboa.
All right. So our story will begin with the trio exiting the large group meeting. We see Kane head over to his ship to take off to battle, have his aerial combat. Bale and his group head off to go accidentally blow a lot of things up. And this trio has been tasked with setting up some long-range weaponry, some anti-air weapons, and trying to set up a few sniper posts or some choke points for this upcoming armada. The Mandalorians on the planet are going to be outnumbered, but they are trying to use their advanced knowledge of warfare and the terrain to even it out. So these three are in charge of helping settle the score, balance the field in this upcoming Great War on Mandalore. So,
Dwayne, can I ask a question real quick?
You can always ask a question, Joe. This is a friendly and open podcast.
So, can Rocky Trueboa have like an Ewok buddy? You know, just kind of like yeah.
I'm gonna imagine.
Discover Ewoks yet? I don't.
You can have a, I don't know, maybe you have an Ugnaught or something. I don't know, some Silhouette Zero.
Astromech droid that he has covered in fake fur to make it look
It's an Astromech covered in fur.
His name is Ewok, but instead of a zero, it's a zero.
Okay, yes. Yes,
you have. It's 3-W0K.
Yes. Faithful fur lined astromech.
All right, yes. Cool. All right, yeah. Then I'll take it. He's gonna be my spotter.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, he can carry the other sniper rifle you're not using.
Your sniper spotter, he is your spotter in the gym.
I can imagine his like little speech to like Rocky, which is like binary for you could have been a contender.
You're a bum.
You're a bum.
Any dialogue that we do for this little guy has to be done in a really gravelly New York accent.
There's a compartment in the front that opens. There's like a towel and a bottle of water.
Yes, exactly.
That's just perfect. Okay,
I'm gonna quit the podcast now.
this is why I play these games, man. I never know what's gonna come out of here. All right, so
who you not learned to expect this by now?
Yes. You guys each get to pilot kind of like a small craft, a speeder or something. I mean, really, a speeder is not right. Like, I imagine that would be like a pickup truck, because each of you have an anti-aircraft kind of like, I wish I knew the terminology, I was better on weapons, but one of those big guns that's going to shoot any of the ships out of the sky. And you have the three of them you need to set up, and for the game mechanically, each one of those set up in a good position will help your guys' mass combat roll later. So if you don't get them, it's not the end of the world, but they are basically boost dice for the upcoming combat.
And will we have to take the AA gun off of the speeder, or will we just park the speeder?
You'll just park the speeder. Okay. And then you guys could get your spot set up, and that's where you guys will be for the upcoming combat. The trio head out towards the hills of Mandalore. This is... I don't know how tense it is for each of these characters, if they're battle weary or battle worn. You know that the odds are stacked against you. We have an armada coming in, and the sparse force that you have going to have to make this stand as the rest of the Mandalorian Crusaders are coming back. You just have to hold your line in the sand long enough. The three vehicles are moving out towards the hill. Are you guys discussing any plans? Are the three silent types?
I think first we should roll for our destiny.
Good. Yes.
That's true.
Two lights.
I am very glad that we decided to roll for our destiny. We've got four life aside points now.
Ah.
Oh no!
Wow, that's a lot. That's the one of the bigger pools. Seven total pips. That's a lot. Four light, three dark. That's not bad for four players.
Like to flip over two dark.
For what? You'll find out.
I'm gonna check the books to see how that works. I'm gonna go no. All right.
We'll get rid of Ewok if you give us.
Oh yeah! Don't think I forgot about what you did to Pip. Okay. Don't think I forgot about that.
Hey, you brought another droid. If something happens to that droid, that's between you and the Force.
You are evil.
So,
all right.
Pip is a valued member of this team. How dare you insult him that way?
And hopefully they can repair him. If not, he'll make a nice paperweight.
Fuck you. God.
I'm just getting you riled up, Joe. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm just poking the bear.
How dare you make me bring out the monarch?
Dwayne is our heel for this.
Where's Dr. Girlfriend?
Okay.
Someone has to be the villain. It might as well be me.
So I think before we head out, we're going to probably look at maps of the area based on whatever intel we've gotten from the from Ayala and then from the Mandalorians themselves. I mean, there's got to be like, you know, if nothing else, a national park map. do we roll for information regarding the area?
Yeah, you could. What skill? Are you thinking like warfare, so you know the best place to do it type thing?
That makes sense. Yeah, I would. Maybe someone could do like knowledge of the planet.
And what does the terrain look like?
You guys are going to be going towards a more a mountainous area. I assume that's where the guns would best be suited. The higher up they go, the better shot they would have. And plus, if you're trying to set up either a bottleneck or some sniper-like position, you're going to want to be up in the hills to aim down at them. So I assume the more mountainous region of Mandalore.
Okay, cool. All right, so I think Rocky is going to be Rocky with his droid pal Ewok, which is a what kind of a droid was it again? It was
Astromech.
Yeah, it's an astromech that has like a bunch of like Wookiee fur kind of like taped to it or glued to it.
It's fake. It's imitation.
Yeah, it's imitation like Wookiee fur to make it look more like an Ewok. And he looks down at his droid and goes, Ewok, why don't you go grab me a wrench? Okay. I need to wrench this thing in.
Weird thing Rocky is planning. I think we sort of go over the map. Maps of the area.
So I would say if you want to
what do difficulty?
You guys are all from this planet. I'll just say the regular two because you're just trying to find a good. I mean, I will say this: the harder the difficulty you want me to give you, is the better spot you will find. So if you want to roll against a three or four, if you roll four or four, you're going to be in a place where they're never going to see the guns. You're going to be completely okay. Three will be a little bit harder. Two will be a normal place that might be a little difficult.
Can I finagle for a blue die?
I'll give you a blue dice for being on your home world, sure.
Okay.
If you guys want to do a team roll, you guys can combine your warfare checks.
Oh, that. Oh,
I don't know what Doric's and everyone's.
Am I? Is. Yeah, I just rolled. It's two green. No failure.
Okay.
I guess. AL and Rocky.
Warfare. So we're just rolling knowledge warfare and it's too hard?
Yeah. And you get a blue for the
dope.
Yeah.
Ooh, Bale's being fancy rolling up. Or not Bale, Rocky is used a light side point.
Here we go.
One triumph. One triumph.
One success. No, wait, that's...
But on a four, one wow. success. But on a four, yeah.
On a four difficulty. Sorry, I was silent, and that was because I was chewing, Dwayne.
Oh, wait, also, A triumph does count as a success, so we're okay. Still good anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll say, yeah, definitely with Doric being gone from Mandalore for so long, he is just, his memory of the topographical geography of this area has become outdated, or he just doesn't remember, because he's been living in cities and stuff for the last good long while, so he's struggling to find something.
Where's the fog lost stand? Oh God, I've forgotten how to do his voice. Oh no.
So,
but hey, yes, Ewok, but, why don't you? I think I found a good place to put this, man.
Rocky and Ayla.
Yes.
Okay. So Rocky and Ayla definitely know of some spots. Rocky must. Why does Rocky know such a great place? Does he spend a lot of time up in the hills?
Oh yeah, he punches trees all the time. That's part of his. That's part of his training regimen.
If you'd seen his montage, you would know this.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like, I mean, like, it's like Minecraft.
Oh no, a creeper! Canon, creepers exist in this part of Mandalore. They just won't.
Yeah, no, he punches tree trunks all the time. It's part of how his. That's why, like, his hands are about as hard as the actual gauntlets that he actually wears. Mm-hmm. Like, it's years
in moisturize
of punching faces and like punching trees and like punching rocks. Like, Rocky punching rocks. He's got like, yeah, he doesn't even need the gauntlets to do the amount of damage that his fists.
That's a
because his fists could already do it.
That's a special type of callus, that Beskar level of callus.
he's like an adept from Shadowrun. He doesn't need the equipment.
All right. So for what we could do with these two roles, we could have that Rocky knows the perfect spot in as many times running up and down the hills, because that's what, you know, Rocky Trubowa does, runs up and down hills.
Yeah.
He knows a couple good spots for these large artillery. And we'll say that Alina?
We don't have the license for that. Stop. We came close with the creeper joke.
I want to mute Joe for half the episode.
No, Patreon goal, Joe Richley next song.
Patreon goal, we'll be able to buy the rights to that song, so it's fine.
I think we're okay because we're not actually playing the song and my voice sucks.
No, it sounds exactly like it. You got it exactly, and now we're going to get sued.
All right, so we'll say that with that triumph, Ayla knows a perfect spot for the bottleneck. And then I'll let you hold on to that triumph, Andrew. So if you want to use that to upgrade one of Ayla's roles later, unless you want the triumph, you could play with it now, or you could have a pocket upgrade. It's up to you.
I'll hold on to it. Let me write it down. Where's the pen? Okay.
All right, so the the three of you head off towards Rocky's special place up in the hills. And as you are driving, Doric, you look at across the fields and the hills and everything. And what does Doric think about? What was his last memories of Mandalore before he left? What does he remember?
Oh boy, his last memories of Mandalore would probably be when he sort of went through the ritual of going from being a boy to becoming a man. Because basically, you know, about as soon as he was considered like ready for proper training, he got shipped off. So he has not been back in many, many years.
Okay. Well. Hopefully he's been here the whole time.
So are you saying that he took the long way home?
So as you guys drive up these hills, let's have everyone do a perception check. It will be against three purple.
Whoa, perception. That's something we don't use very often.
Perception.
We don't have perception.
Okay.
Guess so what? I click do. Show. Just two.
How hard is it?
Three purple.
Three purple.
Rocky has.
Do we get the blue for being a Mandalore?
No, this is just you noticing something. This is not you trying to figure something out.
And what's the difficulty again?
Three.
One fail and one threat.
One
here
advantage.
We go.
Well,
so that balances out to two failures and two advantages.
I didn't actively fail. I got a single advantage.
Okay, so you guys are just blissfully unaware as you're driving through. Doric is maybe trying to think of a memory that didn't involve battalion training. Did he ever have a fun, happy, carefree memory? Who knows?
It's like that one outtake of episode 2 where Ewan McGregor is like sitting in the flying thing and just starts like bouncing from side to side.
Yeah, big old grin on his face. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rocky's thinking
that's just
of,
all of us.
Yeah, Rocky's thinking of his last fight, how proud he was when he won, how him and Adrian went out and celebrated after. What is Ayla thinking of that has her distracted?
What is Ayla thinking of? I think Ayla is thinking of getting back home and not being here and away from Rocky. Just kind of shouting about whatever constantly.
Dork is like it's a backstory that Ayla and Rocky just do not get along, and they just keep getting thrown together mission after mission.
I like that. I also like they've known each other for 5 minutes, and it's already like, oh God, I can't live like this.
See, the thing about Dork is years of living with Skip and Anarchy has trained him to not. You could be yelling the weirdest things possible, and it would not faze him in the slightest.
Oh, wow. That fight works.
Out, basically.
All right. As you guys are driving, you guys hear a shot ring out. We'll see if it hits anybody.
Oh.
I immediately jump in front of the bullet so that Dork does not get hit.
It's a failure and a threat. So, yeah, you guys hear a large, weapon just go off, and I'll say the threat is which direction the shot came from, and you guys all look up, and you see a small group of Sith warriors. Their soldiers have made early landfall and were scouting this area. They had kind of the same idea you did. They're looking for maybe a bottleneck or a good sniper spot. So you guys all had the same idea. You're going up this hill towards the same place with the same goal in mind. And they happen to see the three of you guys just carefree bouncing around the hill, listening to whatever rustneck music that Mandalorians listen to all loud in their cars.
Just some nice pop.
So Rocky looks over to Doric and goes,
"Hey, Doric, stop the car."
Dork pauses. He quickly brings the car the speeder to a screeching halt, and quickly points for Rocky to open the door. And as soon as Rocky has left the speeder, he kicks it into high gear.
If it was stopped any longer, I would have just booked it to the nearest cover.
Yeah. I do want to say that, Dwayne, when you said Sith warriors, my heart stopped. When you said soldiers, but there was an immediate flood of relief.
I'm sorry. That's fine. I realized I don't mean Sith.
Six or seven Sith.
Yeah, so you stopped the car?
To be fair, they wouldn't have lightsabers and stuff. They just have force powers. So a bunch of guys throwing lightning bolts at you. What's the big deal?
Yeah, so you stop the vehicle or whatever we're in? The
yes.
Okay, cool. I hop out.
Okay, and the dork immediately tries and bends it back.
Yeah. Good luck, bye.
Yeah, no.
He wants to kill himself.
So Rocky hops out, and he's looking at his opponents, right? And he points out the one sitting in the middle. He goes,
Hey, you.
They are on a ridge above you, Rocky. Hey.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, they're not that high, are they?
They're about. I think I did the shot from three purples. That's long range.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I could still see them.
Right? Yeah, you can see them. Yeah, they can hear you if you yell.
Yeah.
Are you just going to rush, six people with...
Yeah, you in the middle. I'm shooting stuff, that stuff out. You come down here. You come down here right now.
And I want to...
immediately tries to shoot it.
Yeah, hold on. Not charm. I
you gonna do coercion?
What would a taunt be? right? Like,
coercion. That, like, that's kind of provoking.
Yeah, that might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coercion, maybe deception.
It's not lying, so it wouldn't be.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, coercion. I'm gonna roll coercion. I actually have two yellows and a green. What's the difficulty? At this point, you're like, hey, you
come down here. You come down here right now. Fight me.
You're rolling against their discipline, right?
Yeah, I'm rolling against their discipline.
So okay, you're cool. So the scene is you are shouting at a group of like six people with guns
for one of them
to walk over to you.
You have to climb down the wall.
It is very clear that Rocky has not seen episode 3 and does not know anything about the high ground.
Well, that's why he's telling him to come down there.
So, he knows exactly what he's
doing. Yeah, that's going to be a two reds and a purple.
Two reds and a... Okay, this is an even match.
Oh!
Those of you at home,
so listen,
two threats and a despair.
Yeah.
He didn't fail to... Wait, no, he did fail.
No, yeah, he did fail.
Oh, yeah, I failed.
Shot and dies.
All right, so...
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly.
You did bring another droid, and you did roll another despair. I'm not going to hurt poor Ewok. He hasn't done anything to me yet. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So... After Rocky says his boastful line, the response is two shots ring out at the same time directly at him. And with the despair, I'm going to upgrade their shot.
Oh, okay. And they would have to roll against my what?
Nothing, against the distance they're shooting you at.
Really? Okay.
Do you have defense of any kind?
I'm pretty sure Mandalorians do. Otherwise, they wouldn't be tough adversaries.
Well, I mean, you just have a high soak.
I have a defense ranged 1.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so Mandalorian.
I'll add the 1 black.
Go 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 3 or 4 at long range. I think it's 3.
Yeah, 3. Yeah, that's what I shot the last time. So,
yeah.
All right, then I'm going to flip this so to upgrade this attack twice.
Oh, thanks, Dwayne.
You're welcome, Joe.
If it was going to happen...
You know what? I'm going to flip one back just so that it's a little harder for him.
Okay. Can I reflip? Can I ask you to flip that one?
This is going to be like 2 triumphs and a...
That'd be 2 triumphs and a despair? That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
all right, here's the
2 triumphs, 4 successes.
Ah, you missed!
All right, first shot, 2 failures. All right. Mm-hmm. Second shot.
What?
I think what happens here is Rocky punches the shots out of midair.
Exactly. Exactly. Like they shoot, he just knocks it out of the air. They shoot again, and he just knocks that one out of the air too. And he goes,
come on!
I want to point out both times, both of the red dice had 2 failures on them.
Yeah.
How is that?
You shouldn't have added that red die, Dwayne.
That's what I get.
The first time, it was 2 failures. The second time, every die canceled out.
How does that happen? Rocky's a lucky guy. All right, so...
He's skillful. He floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee.
He looks like a genius.
All right, so is Ayla and Doric, are you guys going to engage in this fight, or are you just leaving Rocky on his own? Because we're going to roll for initiative, and I need to know if you guys are included in this.
We might just be booking it. I'm not sure. I'm not the one driving.
I don't think we're leaving him behind. I think.
Well, you're all in your... Remember, you guys are all kind of in your own vehicles. You're in 3 separate vehicles driving 3 separate things.
I didn't even have to stop the car. We just...
No. When Rocky said stop, I assumed he was telling you guys all to stop.
Yeah. No, Doric is not, no, if we're in separate vehicles, I think Doric and Ayla, Ayla? Yes, not yes. Ayla. Ayla.
Yes, Ayla.
Are trying to go far enough up the road that they have a place that they can sort of flank these guys.
Yeah, I was thinking about if we can, like, come up from behind or something.
Yeah.
Okay, like, so let's go ahead. Since you guys are, okay, I just wanted to make sure you guys weren't leaving him on his own and you're like, screw him.
I am
leave
him half to tempted.
But okay, let's go ahead and everyone roll nature. Initiative, and this we'll see how this goes.
Doric is very much used to his role of keeping idiots from dying. He's resigned himself to that being his duty.
Wow.
Rocky,
two successes, one advantage, and a triumph.
Okay, so initiative. So I'm just going to reset this.
Yeah, so we're going to have three minion groups, and then you three as well. And
Okay, so I assume the way it's going is it's Joe, me, Nimoy.
Yeah, it's going to be three PCs, three NPCs.
Three NPC.
Just keep it nice and simple.
There we go. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep. All right. So, yeah. So, who's going to go first of the PCs? Are we going to have, Nimoy or Ayla do a piloting check to see if they can get their vehicle in a good position, or we can have Rocky try to take a shot with either right hook or left hook. I don't know which one he's
holding in his hand. I think we should probably use these first two to, like, at least get into a position so we'll be somewhere if and when everything goes sideways.
Okay. So, Doric, why don't you go ahead and roll a pilot planetary, I guess? Is that for vehicles?
Despite a lot of his work presumably being chauffeuring, he's not actually very... I really need to see how much XP we spent, because I think I'm behind.
It's not mechanics.
It has to be piloting planetary, right? Is that what we use for vehicles?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
that's the only possible skill that makes sense, because mechanics is to fix something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no matter how the vehicle moves, rolling, gliding, walking, flying, or floating. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So pilot planetary. And then since you're going uphill, we'll say it's a two purple with one black for the incline.
Okay, one failure, one threat.
All right, so, okay. So, yeah, Doric, you do not, you're trying to find a good position. You just end up taking an angle that this thing can't go up because you maybe didn't compensate for the fact that you have a large artillery in the back, so you're not able to climb as quickly as you want, so you're not going to be in the position you need to. Maybe next round you'll get there, but you're not going to be there at the end of this round. Mm-hmm. Ayla, you want to roll yours?
So it's going to be two purples and a black?
Yeah, against whatever your piloting is.
Mm-hmm. Cool. There we go. All right. Success is an advantage.
All right. So, yeah, definitely.
Zooming over the...
Oh, yeah. Ayla, this is maybe Ayla has never crossed paths with Rocky before, but this is where Ayla likes to drive on her time off. So,
yeah. Yeah. I do like Ayla as an off roader enthusiast.
You know, we're learning about Ayla as we play. So, yeah, this is.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
So, yeah. So Ayla drives effortlessly up the side of this hill to get into a good position to flank around one side of this triple minion group. You have a blue die that you could pass to Rocky. We could say that the minion groups are just all turning their gaze towards the speeder going up an angle that it possibly couldn't. But Ayla is, as we just discovered in her long thought-out bio that we've worked on for months, is an off-road enthusiast.
Yeah.
All right, we are now to Rocky Trueboa.
Yeah, so after Rocky Trueboa backhands both of those bullets out of the path, do they shoot bullets or shoot lightning at me?
They're shooting bullets. These are regular soldiers. They're Sith soldiers. I shouldn't have said Sith warriors. That sends a bad image. So yes, they're part of the Sith army.
They're part of the Sith army. So they are they like stormtrooper level?
Basically, yeah.
The equivalent. They have they're wearing helmets and you can't see their faces.
For those scoring at home, I am using stormtrooper stats for these guys. So yes.
Yeah. So Rocky looks over at Ewok and goes,
"Hey, Ewok, give me right hook."
And I would assume, like just for cinematic purposes, instead of me just drawing the weapon, Ewok pulls out right hook. The soldiers on the ridge are kind of just like looking at themselves
like looking at you, like, what is this guy doing? Like, Rocky's just so nonchalant about it. He kind of kneels behind like a larger rock, takes aim, and fires.
That's going to be three purple for the range, and you get one boost die from Ayla from her awesome driving.
Okay. Well, he doesn't have a sniper rifle on this sheet.
I found an E-11S sniper rifle.
That works. Cool.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
There's a Precision X Marksman rifle. So, I don't know.
$35,000 for credit seems like it would probably be good enough.
Yeah the Marksman rifle is $1,500 if you want something presumably less beefy.
Yeah, I'd say that one. Yeah, well, so that's
fine.
You can afford.
Yeah. Especially I don't know. Rocky's kind of a prize fighter.
This is. Yeah.
I mean, he would have nice things.
Okay, no, yeah, but then we have to figure out, is this Rocky from Rocky 1, Rocky 2? is this Rocky from Creed 2, this lung cancer?
When do we get to Rambo?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Each one is a distinct person. Like, this is Rocky 1, and then he has a brother who's Rocky 2.
That is their naming convention as well.
Yeah.
Basically, he's... All right, so it's against 3 purple, right? Mm-hmm.
I get 3 purple, and then you get a blue dice for the sweet driving.
Oh! Ow! 2 successes! Woo! 2 threats and a triumph!
All right, so that triumph that we usually do with that auto-kills some minions. Yeah. So what's the damage on the weapon?
A 9.
Wow. Ooh. Okay. So we'll say, yeah, you're shooting at a group of 3, and how does Rocky just go ahead and kill 2 of those 3 with
these shots? So Rocky does not actually shoot them. Rocky shoots a very, very loose boulder that's behind them. The boulder comes running down, like running down the ridge. And before they know it, 3 of their company get hit by it. And they're out of the fight.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And then Rocky looks up and goes,
I tried to give you an opportunity. You didn't take it. But now you're going to reap the rewards for that.
And he aims for another shot. End of his turn.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. The best and easiest way you can help the show is simply by spreading the word on social media. If you want to help us in a more monetary fashion, head over to patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to reach out to the show, we can be found on Twitter @flightriskpod and on Facebook. We lost Nimoy.
Nimoy.
He's on mute. He went away. He went to go get a bagel with Joe.
Nimoy might have also gone to get water and or food.
Did he put it in the chat at least? In the Zoom thing that I didn't pay attention to?
I think I heard that being said.
These unprofessional sons of... I tell you, what does it say when the guest star is the only one who's ready to go and my regular talent are the ones that are dragging ass? makes me reevaluate who are the core members of this team, that people could be here on time with bagels ready to go.
Yeah.
I believe we haven't mentioned the other NPC isn't quite the right word. The other side cast member played by our good Andrew.
We actually did in our intro when you guys were gone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, he was professional and was here the whole time and didn't walk away to go make a bagel. So that's why he got to introduce his character.
Somebody has to refill the ice trays, okay?
I'm listening to this. Yes, I'm here. I know. I don't want to chew in the microphone, Dwayne. Do you want me to chew in the microphone? I can chew in the microphone if you want.
It's fine.
Patreon goal, 1 hour of...
Don't make me chew in this microphone.
It's like couples counseling and shit right now. All right, so...